Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, August 22nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Yes, hello. Cakes Classic in 10 hours, 4 p.m. at MGM National Harbor. If you'd like to come out and play some cards tonight or later this afternoon.
4 p.m.
Yes.
Nice.
4 p.m. Hope to see a bunch of the sicko degenerates there.
Friday at MGM National Harbor, That should be hopping, too. Whole place should be hopping.
Should be
Friday nights generally are hopping. I'm wondering if they have anything going on Friday night, this Friday night, in the theater.
Not sure.
Well, I'm sure they have something, right?
They don't have something every
weekend,
but they have them most weekends.
Yeah.
They keep that theater pretty busy.
Yeah, I love going there.
Moving through there.
I ran into Mike Beasley when I went to the Commanders game on Monday. I had field pass and was down on the field, and sure enough, Mike was there, and he was like, I haven't seen you in a while. And I think the last time that I went for a show, I didn't actually go to the show. It was three couples.
Ah.
It was Dancing with the Stars. The women went to the Dancing with Stars, and the guys went to the casino.
I mean, I've gone to a lot of shows at MGM National Harbor, whether they're, you know, rock shows or comedians. I'd be hard pressed to go to a dance show. It's just something I've never been into dancing, never been into watching dancing.
No.
I
bet you've seen, maybe not, but that Instagram reel of that Asian kid dancing to I'm Coming Out. Have you seen that?
I bet I haven't.
He's like a hip hop dancer. It is unreal.
Guessing I haven't.
It's like
seen
one of the most viral clips ever.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say dancing. Not in my algorithm.
It's not in mine either, but that one pops up.
Yeah.
I went years ago. I took my mom and the Frasers, who you know, who are in their 80s, to Dancing with the Stars because Mrs. Fraser was a big fan. And I watched the show. It was impressive. And then my wife did the charity Dancing with the Stars thing in the last year. But the guys bailed out. So as it turns out, Friday, August 22nd, there is not a show at the theater that I can see. But on Sunday, if you're into kind of old school, they have Kansas.
Oh, yeah, I saw the poster.
38 Special and the Outlaws.
I mean, Kansas and 38 Special. If you don't think they had some hits in the 80s, and
I might be completely botching this. This is early in the morning. Is their number one seed Dust in the Wind?
It has to be.
Okay. That's a great song.
It's that and Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, that's a great one, too. I mean,
that's a smash.
That one I know by name. I don't know Dust in the Wind by name.
You would know it if you heard it.
Yeah. You've heard it probably a million times.
I'm sure.
It's a slower song.
It's a song that we can relate to. It's about death. So, yeah, you probably are into it.
There it is. 6:04 in the morning, reference.
I mean, it's something that basically trails us every day. You just got to dodge it. By the way, speaking of which, yesterday I was walking my dog with my wife on my block on the busiest street in Montgomery County. I'm 200 feet from my house, 200 feet on the sidewalk.
Less than a football field,
three or four houses away. And of course, somebody's not paying attention while they're driving. And they plow directly into my mailbox.
Oh, your mailbox. How many times has it been
pummeled? Punished all the time.
Why don't you move it back?
Can't.
You can't move it off the street?
No, because they got to
drive by and
They drive by and put the mail in. Trust me, if I could have a mailbox like my old school rickety nubs mailbox, it was hanging on the siding right next to my front door
in your townhouse
or my house where I grew
up. Okay, like Bowie.
Yeah. It is such a luxury for you people who get your mail directly up to your house. Do you understand the fact? I just put that mailbox out 2.5 weeks ago because it had gotten hit before. And the mailbox is the least of my worries because, hello, he also went directly into the sidewalk and into my driveway. And then, of course, because it's a terrible person, they just drove away. They didn't get out of their car and come up to the house and say, you know what? I'm really sorry. I lost control of my car.
How does that happen?
And I smashed your mailbox. I would love to pay for the replacement. Do you think that happened?
No.
Do you think that happened yesterday?
Is it because it's around a bend? I don't quite understand. It's not even that much of a bend.
It is kind of around a curve.
It's called a mailman rushing.
It wasn't the mailman.
Oh, it wasn't the mailman.
The mailman.
Sorry.
It was a random jerk driver that's not paying attention. And again, the mailbox is the least of my worries. It's my wife going down to get the mail, or me going to get the mail, or me and my wife and my dog at the end of our driveway with some jackass plowing into my property.
What's the speed limit on your
35
road?
35 miles per hour. Nobody goes 35 miles per hour.
Hmm. Everybody goes 45?
Some people go faster. It's crazy. And of course, the person just drives off, no regard whatsoever.
You know what you need? And there's nothing you can do about it unless you got on the Homeowners Association.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
On a road like that, you need speed bumps.
Trust me, I would.
Or circles.
I would welcome a speed bump or 10 on the road to slow people down.
I just don't understand how they could just hit that mailbox repeatedly.
Here's how. People just looking at their phones and not paying attention. I'm sure that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably staring at their phone, look up, all of a sudden they're smashing my mailbox into a billion pieces.
But aren't they also smashing the curb, going over
the curb?
There's
no curb. It's just flat. There's no curb there.
That's one of the issues.
It's just road, a white line. You think that's stopping anybody? And then a 2-foot strip of grass, sidewalk, then my property. There's no curb. I wish there was a curb. I wish there was some impediment to people destroying my property.
Mm.
So then I had to go out to Home Depot, try to find a mailbox. They didn't have one that I needed. I had to drive closer to JP's Hood, go to Lowe's.
What was these cost? A couple hundred bucks?
No, it's like $80. Because I'm not spending a lot on a mailbox because people run them over all
right.
the time. All the time.
Yeah.
The next time it happens, I'm just going to hire my neighbor Kevin to build me a brick fortress of a mailbox.
Do some people have that?
That hopefully destroys somebody's car the next time it gets hit.
Do some people have that? A brick fortress around
there? I mean, not a lot of people, but you see people, instead of the mailbox being pointing this way, they've turned them this way so that there's less to hit.
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time. It's not just in my house. It's people up and down the road.
Yeah. Maniacs.
It's maybe insane. On the edge of your grass.
I can't even comprehend it.
On the edge of your grass, and I don't know how to call these things, mm-hmm. you throw out those things which have spikes.
Spike strips?
Yeah, spike strips.
Sure.
So that people drift, they get flat tires.
Sure, it's fine. Mm. I'd be fine with that. I was on massive life tilt. Just cause, I mean, please just stop and offer to pay for my new mailbox at a minimum.
No one's going to.
Or apologize.
You know what you need?
Apologies?
You need a Ring doorbell so we can start capturing all these accidents.
The tree would block it.
Can we just put one on the mailbox?
I guess you could.
Maybe. I don't know. Might need. I don't know.
It would get destroyed because it would just get hit and just be part of the carnage.
Right. Put it on the tree.
I don't know. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I just. I'm at my wit's end.
Yeah.
Have you actually flummoxed. Seriously?
I know you love that area, but just move to another house in the area. Like it's a less busy road. Oh, have you ever pondered it?
I mean, this gets the wheels turning on it.
Yeah.
It actually does. My kingdom to live on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
You know, cul-de-sac living must be the best.
The only people
that are coming into the cul-de-sac, for the most part, are the people that live there.
Yeah. The only problem is you have to be really social. You kind of have to be because you're all in everybody's business.
Fine. It's a sacrifice that I would make. I would be willing to make that sacrifice.
Yeah. When I lived in a cul-de-sac, I knew everybody.
And again, it's not about the fact that the dumb $100 mailbox gets pummeled. I mean, that's annoying. It's the fact that my kid could be at the end of that driveway. I could be at the end of the driveway. Just some random neighbor walking their dog is just run over.
Even you just walking your dog.
Of course. I think about it every time I'm walking up and down that street. Every single time. Ruins my quality of life.
You gotta.
My quality of life ruined.
You gotta move. I think you gotta move. I might
have to. But moving is just.
It's such a pain.
Moving just makes it. Just makes my skin crawl.
Get a deal with JP's buddies that own the moving company.
Metropolitan Moving and Storage.
Of course. I'm sure they would make it as seamless as possible. It'd be great. It's just a lot. It's a lot to move.
Yeah.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the one thing that would move me to contact my like local, whoever could get the speed humps put in.
Got to be part of the HOA.
I just won't do that. Kevin's part of the HOA. I could call him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand? I went to Home Depot and I couldn't find what I needed. They have speed humps in the parking lot of the Home Depot.
Yeah.
To keep people from speeding in the parking lot of a retail store.
Those are so
You went
annoying,
to the one by
work.
The dead Best Buy?
No, I went to the one in Aspen Hill.
Oh, okay.
Aspen Hill.
Because the Gaithersburg Home Depot is next to a dead Best Buy.
So it's a zombie Best Buy? Yes.
That Home Depot by Aspen Hill. I drive by it all the time when I leave the club. They always have all the guys that pick up work. You know, they're gambling on something. They always, if you see the corner, there's a table. They're all around the table.
Haven't noticed.
I don't begrudge them.
Yeah,
I'm only curious.
What game are they playing?
What are they playing?
I don't know.
There's some sort of table there. I think it's a dice game. And they gamble because what else is there to do?
Yeah, they're busy.
They're done with
their
work day.
They need to kill time.
They're hardworking guys, and they're standing there and they're just gambling.
They should come play in the Cakes Classic today if they have extra time.
There's literally 15 or 20 of those guys.
I've never seen this.
You got to look. It's back off behind the sidewalk. It's up on the hill a little bit.
Okay. All right.
You got to know. I'm telling you.
Next time my mailbox gets destroyed and I need to buy another one, I will check that out.
Yeah. If anybody knows, I'm desperate to know what they're doing. Is it simply just like craps? I don't know what they're doing.
Couldn't tell you.
But they're definitely gambling.
Okay. I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
They got their own little mini casino going right there.
Good for them. They have their own little cottage industry.
Yeah. They work, and then they go over and they gamble it.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah.
No gamble, no future. Let's go, baby.
Right.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, you won some money on Wednesday, you lose a mailbox on Thursday.
I told you that money's just... it's how life works. It's so fleeting.
It's how life works.
That's the way
but
it is.
But I think you're still in the net positive by a lot.
I'm good, but I mean, it'll be gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it will.
It's just the way it is.
That's right. You bought the computer.
Yeah, but the laptop mailbox. It's gone. that money is accounted for.
All right. Phone number if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show is 1-800-636-1067. We got the last preseason game coming up tomorrow. It's between the Commanders and the Ravens. We'll check in with Kadri Ismail, former Ravens Super Bowl winner, co-host of the Purple pregame and postgame shows on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. He'll jump on at 9. Plus, we have not one, but two big announcements on the show today coming up at 8 o'clock. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.